answer.
It's 7 minutes after the hour. Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Join now. Actually, we could probably have... Do you want to have Andrea stay with us for the whole hour? I wonder what she's doing that we can distract her from. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here. And she joins Heather Bachman and Jennifer Horn and Michael Fortier, who is at the controls because Rich McFadden is in Columbia. So I just, Michael didn't seem to be feeling his best this morning. So I was concerned about him, and I asked him how he was feeling.
And, Michael, you said...
Not worse.
Always the brighter side.
So, yeah. Always look on the bright side of life. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. All right.
Take it, Michael. Soft shoe.
All right. So one of our... Andrew, you want to stay with us for the whole hour? Can you handle that?
Oh, I can try to stay for a half hour, but I've got an appointment.
An appointment?
I've got an appointment at 9 o'clock, and I still have to go out and run. You remember I have that marathon training stuff I'm doing that I don't really love?
I know you don't. You'll have to explain.
You don't really like to run, right, Andrea?
Correct. I just like to raise money for a really good cause.
All right.
So that is why.
Well, that's good. That's not bad. All right, before we get into Andrea's report on fitness, keeping us up to date, the ways to stay awake in the afternoon after you've had a heavy meal, actually, I have all kinds of things that float before me all the time. Every week I get lots of things from people who want me to smile. They want me to laugh. They want me to help people have a good time. So I always like these little questions, and for some reason or other, they pop up when Andrea is nearby. So here we go. Question number one. You ready? What do you get from confused chickens?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Okay. You want to make it unanimous, Heather?
I can't believe I didn't even get on that one.
Okay. Where do bees go? Excuse me. Pardon me for chugging on this one. Where do bees go on their day off?
Bees go on their day off.
Yeah, where do they go?
Bees go on their way day off.
Off. Andrea's not on this one.
Think, Jen.
I don't know.
The wax museum.
The wax museum.
What's the most expensive fish? Oh, I got to get this one.
What's the most expensive fish?
Yeah.
Look, I got the first one, all right? I don't know what you want from me.
Andrea, you out on this one?
I'm in there.
Where'd she go? She is out on this one.
I don't. Mackerel.
Mackerel?
Holy mackerel.
All right, how about you? You got anything, Heather?
I got nothing for you on this.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
All right, okay.
I know. I feel like such a duh now. Thanks.
All right, speaking of a chicken, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, today in his Better Living expose, you have all kinds of things. There are ways that we try to make your life better. You'll find in the Better Living box Andrea and some of her blogs and hints. And Phil, the supermarket guru, today helps you shop for chicken. I can tell you the best way to shop for chicken is not to shop for chicken, because chicken is garbage for the most part. If you really feel like you need to eat the flesh of a bird, then perhaps you ought to...
I hate when you talk like this.
Go find a free-range chicken. But if you're going to buy the chicken from the store, for the most part, it's stuff that you, if you saw what they did to the chicken, you would never touch another piece of chicken in your life. Okay?
What about a chicken McNugget?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Or the
stuff
the
that
nuggets
comes,
are better.
They call it KFC for something, for a reason, because they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because it isn't chicken. So, anyway, that's Phil's help for the day, how to find the best chicken in the supermarket. All right? Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru. Do you eat chicken, by the way?
Yes, I eat chicken.
Are you careful about where the chicken comes from?
Not always.
No. But you
don't want me to be honest, right?
Of course I will. That's why I respect you, because you are honest. You have lots of integrity. By the way, Andrea is the author of any number of books about fitness. The one that I This is the reason Andrea is here. Let's get right to the nitty gritty. The reason Andrea is here is because I saw her book, Naked Fitness. And as soon as I said, before I even thought that she was naked in the book, I have to meet this woman. I got to know more about this theme that she has. And, of course, it's not about being naked and fit. Although, when you look at yourself when you're naked, you want to look good. You want to like what you see, right?
Sure.
Sometimes you look better naked than you do with clothes on.
How's that?
Well, because sometimes clothes, like, squish certain parts of your body. So then it looks like, you know, a sausage casing as opposed to smooth curves. Yeah.
Right. Well, so. That depends on the kind of clothing you're wearing as much as anything else, right?
Very, very true.
Yeah. All right. So in a moment, Andrea is going to help us put yourself in this place. Most everybody who has a regular job, let's say you're a 7-to-4 person or an 8-to-5 person or a 9-to-5 or 9-to-6 person, how many of you in that category have sort of an official lunch? How many of you take lunch in the middle of your work day and then after you've had your lunch, you feel like it's time to take a nap.
Mid-afternoon slump.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll do one of two things. Well, one of three things. You'll either be horrible in terms of performance on the job, and you'll be miserable. You'll take one of those energy pills or drinks or whatever there is around that give you that artificial high to keep you awake and functioning. Or you'll follow Andrea Metcalf's ways to stay awake in the afternoon, which comes right up her advice right after this here on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
All right, Andrea Metcalf with us at 16 and a half past the hour. Good Day program. Jennifer and Heather and I are interested in staying awake. Jennifer has a day job. Heather has a day job. Most people who are involved in this, I guess I have a day job as well, although I take care of my staying awake in the afternoon by taking a nap at some point. Do you recommend naps, Andrea?
Cat naps are good. Cat naps are good, like no more than about 10 to 15 minutes, though, is what they would recommend, because otherwise you can get in too deep of sleep and then have trouble waking up. But for everyone who's out there and going, I'm going to tell you to go out and exercise. Yes, I'm going to go out and tell you to exercise. But just a 10-minute walk, something simple, or stand up and do a few stretches. And then for those of you who don't like to exercise, you may want to try a little dark chocolate.
Oh.
It could even be in the form of a hot cocoa or cold cocoa, considering it's so hot in the summer. Mint is another good one. Those Altoids, fresh mint, not necessarily in the mojito form, but mint would be good for combining chocolate and mint, like a peppermint patty. So those are just a few quick ways. And then if you're stuck in a meeting and you're falling asleep, and you don't have chocolate, you don't have mint, you can't get up and stretch, they say that doodling, there's some research that shows that just doodling on a piece of paper can spark your brain and make you more alert. What do you think about that?
What's a mojito?
You don't know?
Oh.
I knew, like, I wouldn't
ask. It's rum, fresh mint, and lime.
How's that going to wake you up? That'll put you to sleep.
She said not a mojito.
Not a mojito.
But let me tell you what I actually do, Andrea, and you can tell me if I'm good or not. And right now, I can actually take a picture and show you what I'm drinking. It's ice water with cubes of ice and cold water, obviously. Lime juice, fresh, like just from a wedge of a lime. And then I break up fresh mint and muddle it into my glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And it's so good.
That would work. That sounds like a great little refreshing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that is good about that, Jennifer, lime and lemon are good for sort of evening out your body, alkalinity versus acidity. Mm-hmm. You want your body to be more alkaline than acidic. And even though you think of limes and lemons in terms of acidity, they, if you get enough of them in your system, have the effect of balancing out your system. You want to have a pH of about 7, right, Andrea? Isn't that what you want to have?
That is correct. I'm very impressed, Doug.
How so?
Because I didn't know that you knew that.
Ah. I'm full of surprises, mm-hmm. Andrea.
You are full of surprises, or are you full of it?
Just full of it.
I think
it is the laugh hour, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's always the laugh hour. One of the things that, in terms, because we're getting short on time, meals themselves and how you feel after you eat. If I'm on a down day, let's say I've traveled and I may do the radio program, then I have my breakfast, I feel sleepy often, not just after lunch. But I don't really actually eat lunch. But after a meal, and I wonder about breakfast, are there things you can have for breakfast that won't make you feel sleepy versus things that we seem to have for lunch? Anything that has meat in it usually slows me down if I were to eat meat or some equivalent. Do you think that there's any relevance to that?
Well, high carbohydrates and high on the glycemic index, eating those will give you an instant energy, but then you'll get the drop unless you have some type of protein to stabilize it. There are certain proteins, however. I mean, just think of Thanksgiving dinner and the recommendation of having a little protein before you go to bed that will make you a little more tired. So, again, Doug, you're correct. This is twice in one day I'm saying this.
Hope it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. It's making me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Wow. Well,
maybe I will stay just to see if he's got 3 in him.
It's actually, I think.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is important to know what you're putting in your body. You're talking about this earlier on, the fellow from Youngevity who was here, all the things that we can get in our bodies and you can use them to better support your system's minerals. Most people don't put minerals in their bodies. And yet, that's what really minerals are from the earth. And you are from the earth. So if you don't have enough minerals in you, you're going to tend to get sick. Eat too much of some of this chicken and other things that we're talking about, and it'll not be good for you. Check out Andrea Metcalf in the Better Living section at DougStephan.com and on AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. 21 past the hour here on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Have a birthday celebration, shall we, for a moment or two. Tuesday, the 24th of July is upon us, and Barbara Jean Love, what a great name. I have a friend named Susan Love, who's an advertising executive in New York. I've always loved her. She's a neat lady. And this song is neat. The group is called the Friends of Distinction, and Barbara was their lead female singer. She's 71 today. May not be happy about that. But how many people don't remember Grazing in the Grass? Crank it up, Michael. Can you dig it? And it's right in here so clear you can see it. That's one of those You Can Really Dig It songs. Next up on the birthday list is Michael Richards, who is Kramer on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Cosmo Kramer.
63 today. Robert Hayes, the actor from Airplane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Born in the state 1947, so he's 65 today. Chris Sarandon, the actor. Very strange look on his face. You'd recognize him if you saw him. He was in films like The Nightmare Before Christmas and started as a soap star on The Guiding Light. You would absolutely recognize him if you saw him. I'm not sure whether he's related to Susan Sarandon or not. Does anybody know?
I don't believe so.
I thought it was her ex-husband.
Really?
Really?
But is he the ex-husband? Really? I didn't know that.
Interesting. Huh.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Michael.
And Michael knows.
Yep. Linda Carter, who was Wonder Woman, 61 today. Born to state 1951. Wonder Woman.
I want, like, the headband and the wristbands and everything.
Really? Be that for Halloween.
Yeah.
She was a Miss USA and a Miss World. Before she got into...
That was like the bionic woman back then, though.
She was?
No, I liked her.
Oh,
I preferred her.
That was Lindsay... remember Lindsay?
Yes.
Lindsay!
What was her name? The blonde.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's so blonde.
She did Ford commercials.
Lindsay, no, it wasn't Lindsay.
Lindsay Wagner.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
So now we are not going to pay any more attention to Michael. He just said Lindsay. Pam Tillis, whose birthday is today.
Her best song is Call Me Cleopatra, because I'm the Queen of Denial.
Really?
Great song.
That is good. Is she related to Mel Tillis?
Yeah, daughter.
Daughter of Mel. Does she... Pam Tillis?
He is better?
Yes.
What?
No, I did not know.
You didn't know that? No, honestly, you didn't know that?
No, honestly, I did not know.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And that's probably, I'll probably get some kind of raw, rare email to Doug at DougStefan.com about me making fun of people who are...
You're a cur, Doug Stefan, you're a cur.
I apparently am. So, let's see.
As long as I don't call.
If you, yeah, right. I'm calling you.
Doug?
Stop the story.
We have to move
on. It's a bad.
Remember the rule when I say it's time to move on.
All right, okay.
Time to move on.
Time to move on. Thank you. Laura Layton's birthday is today. Sydney.
Does
she?
Yeah.
She goes to your hospital. And how did you know that?
She was in the emergency room a day before I was.
Oh, that's...
A long time ago. I don't even remember why I was there.
That's really swell. Thank you very much. Laura Layton's 44 today. Karl Malone, the basketball player, born this date, 1963. Barry Bonds' birthday is today. Let's see, who else do we have? How about Jennifer Lopez? You want to celebrate her birthday?
Sure, why not?
Good.
Or we could play Mariah Carey song to celebrate.
There's something about Jennifer Lopez that I've always liked.
Yeah, she's hot.
Well, maybe that's it. I'm not sure what it is.
I liked her as a fly girl.
Did you?
I did. She was the best dancer, I thought.
I thought she was where I really got to know her was when she was in that movie with George Clooney and they were in the trunk together.
Oh, yeah.
When he escaped from prison. That was a good movie. And she was good in that movie. And he was as well. I said something about her there. But well-accomplished actress and singer. Not too great at being married, but that's all right. You can't have everything. Well, she's been married 3 times, right? Four times?
Yeah, 3 times.
3 times. All right, well, 3 times is okay. You go beyond that, you get a little...
So far.
A little problematic. So, yeah, she's not at American Idol anymore, but replacing her is Mariah Carey, who is of the same ilk, more or less, right? Is that, would you say she was, Jennifer? You were talking about that
earlier. You know, Mariah Carey's, Jennifer Lopez has a little more soul and hip-hop flavor. Mariah Carey's more of a diva singer. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And if your birthday is today, it's the first official day of the month of Leos celebrating their birthday. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Today is chipped beets.
I love beets.
Chipped beets. Right from the garden. Very good stuff. Jennifer Horn is here. She's chopped liver. Heather Bachman is here. A lot of things. The Queen of Sheep is not here, but you can rely on her items of interest that are ongoing. You go to the Queen of Sheep box at DougStephan.com. You'll see there are opportunities for you to get free summer movie passes, cheap summer movie program for children, especially. There are tips for shopping at a thrift store, which you probably can see and learn from. The best 10 presents for re-gifting also listed, plus the exclusive supermarket coupons. You'll see that way to save money just above Phil Leppert's supermarket guru items of interest, all part of the Better Living boxes at DougStephan.com. Speaking of Better Living, Jennifer Horn is here. They help us follow on Facebook. Oftentimes what we are following, the trends are helpful. Sometimes they're silly. Sometimes they're gossipy. So how would you describe today's action, Jennifer?
Well, today's action, Dougie, we are just having a little bit of fun doing a poll over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/gooddayshow. And we're asking if you have a landline, a cell phone, both, or do you prefer the old tin can with the string? And everybody's chiming in. Really interesting. A lot of people have lost the landline, it looks like. Some. Tim said he's using a Magic Jack now. Nita said she turned her landline off about 3 months ago. She said it was sad.
Magic Jack? I've seen those
everywhere.
How does that work?
Magic Jack works with internet technology, but you actually have a real phone in your house, so it just uses online.
What do you plug into? You plug into one of the.
Like your router in the house?
Really? Phone plugs into the router?
It's great, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You should try it. It works. I've taken it even, not lately, but I've even taken it to Mexico when I've traveled.
Can you use your regular phone number on it? Or you have to use a special number?
No, I think you have to get a number. I think. I'm not sure. You might be able to change it. I'm not sure. But Nita was saying that was sad because she turned her landline off about 3 months ago, and she said after having the number for 34 years, she was sad to to get rid of the number. But she just wondered why she didn't get rid of her landline 10 years ago, which is I think it's true for all of us, although I still keep mine.
No, I keep mine. I actually have three of them, I think, here, don't I, Heather? How many? I get three different phone lines coming in here.
Yes, three.
But, it's handy to have. Sometimes.
also trending on Yahoo right now.
Yes, Jimmy.
Number one is James Holmes Joker. We all know who that guy is. Number two is the second person of interest. That's actually the trending term. What that means is that the police in Colorado are looking for a second person of interest in relation to this shooting that happened last week at the movie theater, which is... Interesting, because we haven't heard that one before. Emily Maynard is number three. She's the bachelorette. She picked her love, her long-lost love, on Sunday, and they're moving in together.
Dribble.
New iPhone is trending at number four. And then Dr. Doom is trending as well. You might want to know who Dr. Doom is. Well, he has a prediction for 2013. I guess that's if we make it past 2012, and it's an economic disaster next year. Turmoil headed our way.
Happy to hear
so
all
lots of positive news trending on Yahoo
lovely.
Right now.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Happy.
Yahoo. The word scramble, something that we've taken pride in here as a way to make your mind work, and because Rich isn't here and Roberta to cheat, I thought this would be an opportunity for Heather and Jennifer to help you move your mind. I'm going to give you six letters. Count them. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, cinq. All right?
Six letters.
Six letters. I'm going to give them. You figure out what the word is. All right?
Okay.
But obviously, they'll do the work, but you at home or in your car or wherever you are at your office, you'll work through this and win a swell prize. You can figure it out. Haven't won before on Good Day. 800-510-8255. You ready for the six letters?
Ready.
T is one of the letters.
T.
O is one of the letters.
Got it. Just teasing. Okay, T, O.
R is one of the letters. Y is one of the letters.
Y.
E is one of the letters.
E.
S is one of the letters.
S.
All right. What's
T-O-R-Y-E-S.
That word?
T-O-R-Y-E-S.
T-O-R-Y-E-S. 800-510-8255. What is that word? As you unscramble the letters, tell us what the word is. 800-510-8255. Get to work on that right now. Our poll today, speaking of things to work on at DougStephan.com, the Mariah Carey American Idol announcement made yesterday afternoon. What do you think? It's the poll. A, I'm so excited. I can't wait for the new season of American Idol to start. B, I'm not sure even Mariah can save the show. C, I might have to watch it again, at least in the beginning, to see how she does. That's usually what happens, right? When there's a new judge in a show like that or somebody new introduced. Like the beginning ratings for America's Got Talent with Howard Stern, they were off the charts, and then they sort of come back down.
Well, and plus you have like the craziness going on in the beginning with the auditions and stuff on the shows, and that's entertaining.
It is entertaining. All right, so that's where that is. Let me just have you work a little bit on the word scramble.
I got it.
Well, you can keep it to yourself.
I just have a new spelling of it.
Really? Oh, okay. That'll be helpful. Hi to our friends in Omaha and all over Nebraska. How do you do? Thanks for listening to the Good Day program. Bakersfield, California, checking in. Hello.
Hello,
Bakersfield. Around Akron, Ohio, and Charleston, South Carolina. And what did I say earlier? It was... in Georgia, not Vidalia.
Valdosta.
Why do I do, I get Valdosta?
You like Vidalia onions.
But where is Vidalia, Georgia?
I think it's in Georgia as well.
That's good for you. Thank you. That's a lady who used to live in Georgia for how many years?
And see what it did?
Yeah, right. Williamsport, PA. Hello. As opposed
to
Altoona. Las Cruces, New Mexico. Always checking in here. Most of the time listening to KTSM in El Paso. So 800-510-8255. The word scramble. The letters to unscramble are T-O-R-Y-E-S. Swell prize for those who can figure that out at 800-510-8255. I have a very important and serious message. I find this disturbing mostly because I guess I'm a supporter of the State of Israel, having been there four times. There's something about Israel that fascinates me. Mm-hmm. And I actually like and love a lot of the experiences that I've had, especially going into the old city of Jerusalem's fascinating history, just the feeling that you get being there. I was sent an email by a friend of mine who traveled with me, or I traveled with him, either of us, to Jerusalem and to other places around Israel. Did you know that the Olympic Committee omitted Jerusalem's status as the capital of the State of Israel? Most every, as a matter of fact, every single country that has sent those to the Olympics to compete has a profile on the BBC. If you go to 2012 London Olympic website, there's basic information, a map, country capital, and a picture of the country. And Jerusalem was not listed as the capital of Jerusalem, but East Jerusalem was labeled as the capital of Palestine. Now, I, for one, find that offensive, frankly. I'm not Jewish. I just find, though, whatever is behind this is scurrilous. A letter has been sent to the BBC asking them to correct this. They have labeled Jerusalem as Israel's, the head of Israel's seat of government, but they still don't want to refer to Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Why? They have pictures, by the way, of Israel on the Olympic website showing a soldier confronting a demonstrator, whereas they have pictures of Iran, Syria, and Libya depicting peaceful cultural scenes. So what's up with that? I think it's something worth questioning or examining, don't you think? There's a Facebook page, Jennifer, for this, which you might want to grow. I think the Facebook page is Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe somebody wants to go there and like it.
See if I can find it. Yeah.
I just find the whole idea behind this offensive, frankly. And it takes away from some of the excitement or enthusiasm, if you will. What's the message here? Leaving out the capital of Jerusalem capital of Israel is Jerusalem, and then showing Israeli soldiers with guns as a picture that sort of demonstrates what's going on in the country versus some of the peaceful scenes that are shown for some of the other Middle Eastern countries. Don't like the political overtones of it, and understand why people who are Israelis are upset about it, frankly. I think they ought to be upset about it. All right, so I offer you that as a comment on something that I think is important, worth whatever credence you want to give it. 800-510-8255. Now let's see if we can figure out what the word of the day is. Edna is in May, Ohio. Hello, Edna. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
How do you do? Where's May, Ohio?
May, Ohio. It's not too far from Toledo, between Toledo and Fort Wayne.
Okay, so I'm guessing you're listening to us on
1280.
1280, okay, got it. That's very good. So, under the circumstances, we have put your mind to work. Now we would like to hear a demonstration of how well your mind works.
Oyster.
Oyster is the word. You put T-O-R-Y-E-S together, pull it apart, put it back together again, and oyster is the word in the word scramble. How long did it take you to figure that out, Edna?
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Amazing. Good job.
Amazing. Right, how long did it take you to figure it out, Heather?
Well, I actually didn't get oyster.
What'd you get?
What I got was story. You just
hey,
add
I
an
got
E
story
in it.
Too.
Yeah, you just add an E.
Yeah.
Now we spell story with an E-Y instead
well,
of just
my
Y.
My first thing was story, but then I thought it doesn't have an E in it.
Good. I should love the way these people
today.
Think.
Yeah, it does
right,
now.
Yeah. It does for these people, it does, but not for you, Edna. That's good. All right, what are you doing? Are you on your way to work? Where are you going? I can hear you're in the car.
No, I'm at home, but we're ready to go pick up blueberries. We ordered blueberries, so my husband and I are going to go pick up 50 pounds of blueberries.
50 pounds? What are you going to do with 50 pounds of blueberries?
Freeze them, because they're good for you.
They are good for you. Yeah, you're right about that. And but you like to do the work to actually freeze them yourself. So what do you do to freeze them? What's the secret?
Individually, you spread them out on a cookie sheet and freeze them separately first and then put them in bags, and then you can just pour out whatever you need.
Did you grow blueberries once upon a time on the farm?
Nope.
Never did?
No. They're hard. You know, we never got into it. We tried this year. We planted a few, but the drought got them. So.
The drought get them or the birds will get them? One or the other or both?
Well, drought got the plants before they ever had
right.
a chance.
So do you have rain in the forecast there? I've heard that some of the rain that we've seen, we got a little rain last night here on the East Coast. What about you in the rain department?
It is raining as we speak.
Ah, good. So that's very good. We need that.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Need to bring the corn that hasn't tasseled out up a little bit. What did the cornfields look like around where you are?
They're curled, and a lot of it, the pollen was burned by the hot sun, and so it didn't even pollinate.
Yeah.
So you don't have, you might have little bitty ears, but they don't have hardly anything on them.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough year for that sort of thing.
Yep.
All right.
You know, the Lord brought us rain in time to save some beans and save some of the garden crops. And
save the beans.
We're thankful for that.
Save the berries. All right, I may come by your place sometime this year. I expect to get a plate full of blueberries. I'll bring some ice cream. You supply the blueberries. How's that for a deal?
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
That'll be fine.
All right, Edna. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Somebody better bring an oyster.
Yeah, oysters. Oysters with your blueberries. Now, there's a recipe.
Right?
13 before the hour on Good Day.
With temperatures on the rise and road trips on the horizon, summer can be a challenging time to go green. But small changes to your daily routine can really add up. Here are a few ways to make a difference. Turn off appliances when they're not in use. Switch to energy-efficient light bulbs. Carpool more often. Use reusable grocery bags. Join the Heinz, Join the Growing Movement campaign. To participate, visit your favorite restaurant serving Heinz ketchup. Scan the QR code on the back of the specially marked bottle. Pledge to make one small, environmentally responsible change to your daily routine. And share your pledge with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. For each pledge taken and shared, Heinz will help plant a tree. Up to 57,000 total. The Join the Growing Movement campaign is on all Heinz ketchup restaurant bottles made with plant bottle technology. The plant bottle packaging is made from up to 30% renewable material derived from sugarcane and is still 100% recyclable. For more, visit HeinzKetchup.com or the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
It's 11 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer. I see Stephen Baldwin has been on a publicity tour in Wyoming and went to Aurora to meet with people whose lives have been touched by the shootings.
Hmm.
One wonders what, when you think about some of the movies that Stephen Baldwin has done.
He's had some violent stuff.
He has. He's an interesting character. You know, I went to Iraq with him.
He's very religious now.
And we sat on the bus usually every day when we were going places. And I'd sit on the inside, he'd sit on the outside of the seat. And he always had his Bible. And he's always talking to me about the Bible. He wanted to know what I knew about the Bible. He wanted to know what sort of religious background I had. And did I believe in God? Basic stuff. And then he would normally, after I, you know, give him a one-word answer, go off on a sort of a preaching. He felt that it was, I think what he feels, I never really asked him in so many words, but I think he feels like he needs to be a missionary in part.
Oh, yeah. No, he is. He identifies himself as one.
Yeah, does he? I didn't
know. On Twitter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really. And so he believes in a... We run across with Jehovah's Witnesses and I always do Muslim instead of Mormon. I don't know why I do that, but do Muslims go about door to door knocking on doors asking people to convert?
No, but there's bean pie selling going on.
Bean pie.
Yes, selling of bean pies.
Really?
That's five percenters. part of the Islam nation. I know.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the movie Revenge of the Nerds, number one movie during this week in 1984. Chuck Curry is not with us today, so Jennifer and Heather and I will do our best to bring you the miscellaneous movie news items that are pertinent. We also have a contest today. Why not get to the audio from that? We have three clips from this movie that was number one during this week 6 years ago, number one during this week in 2006, a movie that I had no interest in seeing whatsoever. Don't much care for the star, but it was a popular movie, obviously. So, I mean, it's not about me. It's about you and whether you like the movies or not. I just tell you whether I like them or I don't like them, and you can figure it out. But I'm guessing the audio, because we've never had a contest with this movie in it before. Figuring the audio makes it pretty easy to figure out what the movie is. Let's find out for ourselves as we bring you the first audio clip from this movie.
Now it's almost dawn. I shall help you restore order tonight. But mark my words, it's the last time I shall ever do so. Is that clear?
800-510-8255. Chucker would have gotten it by now. I actually like him. He's one of the stars. But the main star is somebody I can take or leave, and mostly leave. I wouldn't go out of my way to see him in a movie, let's say. Yeah. 800-510-8255. I'll give you a hint. Now, if I use that hint, it's kind of gross. All right? Think of this guy in a gross scene from a movie, and maybe it works for you. If it doesn't, help yourself to some other clue, including this second audio clue.
Are you cracking wise? I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch.
right?
Yeah, that's...
We haven't heard from the real star of the movie. 800-510-825. Or maybe the effects are the real star of the movie. That could be considered. This was the first. I think there have been two of these at the moment. There's another one in the works. 800-510-8255. You never won before on Movie Moments? You got it? Call us now. Here's the last clue.
This is impossible. Nothing's impossible. It can be dreamed. It can be done. Hence the 20-foot jackal staring at you right now. Don't make eye contact.
Got it.
All right, you got it? Heather hasn't got it.
But I think I do, but I can't remember the name.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. It's think of wax. 800-510-8255. That didn't work. I can tell by looking at her eyes.
No, okay.
How my mind works.
I'm there now.
Ah, okay.
I'm there.
All right.
Suddenly.
Meanwhile, whilst you're figuring this out, Kenneth Branagh, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh, uh-huh.
Is going to play the villain in the next Jack Ryan film. Let's see here. He's also the director of the film. That's interesting. Chris Pine plays Jack Ryan in Tom Clancy's character. We have often said that we thought Harrison Ford was the best. He was in two of them, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger. Alec Baldwin is actually quite good in the first one, and this is a movie that you can play over and over and over and over and over again. I can see this movie every night and enjoy parts of it. The Hunt for Red October, that was the first Jack Ryan film. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck played it in The Sum of All Fears.
Yes, he did.
You have obviously got to be a younger guy to play the role, so he's the fourth one to play it, and we'll see where that goes. Let's see, what else have we got here in movie news? The Haunting came out on this date in 1999. It opened to a $33 million first weekend. In the movie, Lily Taylor, Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Owen Wilson, and Bruce Dern. I don't consider them to be... This is a scary movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I would not have thought of them as... whenever I see spooky, scary movies, I don't go to it. But Liam Neeson isn't thought of as somebody who'd be in a movie like this, or Catherine Zeta-Jones either. Owen Wilson, Bruce Dern, all of them. I'm sort of surprised. All right.
Very surprising.
Let's see here. Sam Claflin, front runner to play Finnick O'Dare in Catching Fire, which is the second of the Hunger Games franchises. Mm-hmm. Anybody following that?
I haven't seen it. Have you, Jen?
I
do have to see it. I would like to see it. There is so much talk about it.
There is a lot of talk about it. You're right at that. 800-510-8255. Let's go to... He's in Texas, where Gus thinks he knows what the name of the movie is. Go ahead, Gus.
Is that Stiller and Night of the Museum?
Ben Stiller stars in Night at the Museum with Robin Williams. You get the prize, sir. Thank you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.